I heard a really funny story several weeks ago from my friend Frank Bernard, and he told me that his first wife, Liz, was watching a children's program on TV with her little granddaughter, Allie, who at the time was probably 2 or 3 years old. And after a while, the TV show had something on it that was kind of scary, and Allie all of a sudden said, "I scared, Grandma, I scared." And Liz says, "It's okay." And she went, "Okay." She actually said, "No, you're not." And the little girl said, "Okay." Just like that. That was the end of the problem. And this is what the Republicans said when Hillary ran for president: "I scared." And this is what the Democrats said when Donald Trump won the election: "I scared." And this is what we say when bad people rise to power, and when the stock market crashes, and when some automatic guns blaze and innocent people die. And when our best friend is diagnosed with cancer, we say, "I scared." But something very special happened 2,100 years ago that challenged the fear factor and dropped a little seed of hope into a world that was wrought by fear. The heavens opened like never before, and the heavens opened and sent a messenger to God's people. Now, this was not the first time that the heavens had ever opened. This was not the first time God sent a messenger. And this was not the first time that people said, "I scared." But in a way like was never said before, these heavenly messengers said, "No, no, you're not."
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. And because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child, and he will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him to do, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
And when I hear that story, you know, I'm thinking, what was God thinking? You know, he allowed this righteous man named Joseph to have this moment in time in which he doubted his fiancée's purity, and he feared for his own reputation. You know, he didn't ask for this. He just got it. And he had to make some decisions. This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about fear, because we all face fears. If you never fear anything, you are either not breathing or you're out of touch with reality, one of two things. How should we respond when we are feeling, "I scared"? How should we respond? Well, we need to look closely at what the angel said. Verse 20 of Matthew chapter 1. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So here's the first thing that I want you to get a hold of this morning. Do not be afraid, because the Holy Spirit is in this. You don't need to be afraid, folks, because the Holy Spirit is in this. Joseph didn't need to worry, and he didn't need to be afraid, because the Holy Spirit did this. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He is the Spirit of truth, and he is our counselor. That's how the Bible describes him. The word counselor means this, to be a helper. Why do we go see a counselor? Because we want help. A counselor, the word counselor means helper. It's actually a legal term. It means the counsel for the defense. It refers to anyone who helps someone who is in trouble with the law. That's what that word means. You see, the Holy Spirit of God will always stand by his people when we are in trouble. And Joseph was in trouble. Now, I don't know about you. You know, maybe you never have trouble. You know, maybe you're never in trouble. In fact, I have trouble sometimes. In fact, sometimes not only do I have trouble, but sometimes I'm in trouble. And yet there's hope. Because even in that, the Holy Spirit is in it. It's what I want you to know this morning, number one, about fear. He is in it with us. We can say, I'm not afraid, when the Holy Spirit is involved, because there's no need to fear.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said,
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her,
Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
Mary asked the angel. The angel answered,
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God.
Mary answered. Then the angel left her.
You know, what was God thinking? You know, he allowed this young lady who never knew a man sexually to become pregnant in a way that she could never explain. She had every reason in the world to be afraid. She most likely, I would imagine, knowing the culture, she most likely would have feared for her life, because they stoned unfaithful brides. I would think she feared for her relationship with Joseph, because he wouldn't believe her. I mean, would you? Think about it, guys. You going to believe that one? And the fact of the matter is, he didn't believe her until the angel appeared. But there was only one sliver of hope in all this. And if we look closely at what the angel said, we can get it. Luke 1:30 says, but the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor. You have found favor with God. This is the second thing I want you to get this morning. The angel said, do not be afraid. You, Mary, you have found favor with God. You see, when we get in trouble, when things don't go right, when crap happens and our fears soar out of control, we are almost always under the domination of the opinions of others. That's the bottom line. We fear what others think. We do. This past week, I did three things that I really didn't want to do because I felt like the Lord wanted me to do it. And each time, I had to face my fears. I just had to do it anyway in spite of my fears. And the truth is that if I'm honest with myself, each time that my fears arose in these three things that I did this past week, it was because of the opinions of other people. I mean, I just had, you know, my heart was kind of racing when I did a couple of these things, and I didn't want to do it, but I felt like the Lord said, do it. And I was like evaluating, why am I feeling that way? And bottom line is, it was the opinions of other people. It's nothing more, nothing less. It was the opinions of other people that put that fear in my heart. Mary had found favor with God, and that's all that mattered. That's all that really mattered. It didn't matter, really. It didn't matter what Joseph thought. It didn't really matter what the town gossip thought. It didn't really matter what her parents thought. She had found favor with God. And in the middle of this kind of horrifying message that she receives, the angel assured her, you have favor with God. And here's the deal. If we, you and I, if we are followers of Jesus Christ, disciples of Jesus Christ, we too have found favor with God. That's what grace is all about, folks. We have found favor with God. And really, that's all that matters. And we call that worship. Worship for an audience of one. That's all that matters. You know, if only, I thought about that, if only we could kind of clone that thought and put it in a bottle and carry it with us everywhere we go. If only we could do that. And the truth is, we can.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David.
For he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
So what was God thinking? You know, why would he send his mighty angels across space and time to share this good news with shepherds? These shepherd guys, you know, they spent so much time out in the fields, kind of exposed to the elements, that they were less educated, they were less adept at communication, therefore they tended to kind of be at the bottom of the social ladder. Why the shepherds? In fact, in the Old Testament Joseph story, we learn that all shepherds were detestable to the Egyptians. Now let's look at what the angel said, verse 10 of Luke 2. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So this is the third thought that I want to leave with you this morning. Do not be afraid, a Savior is born for all the people. Jesus is for all people. Yes, his birth was announced to the shepherds, but it was also announced to the Magi. And the Magi were wealthy and they were highly educated. I just want to say this to you today. It doesn't really matter what your position is today. It doesn't matter, in a sense, what kind of a job you have or what kind of an education you have or you don't have. It doesn't matter if you're the kind of person who kind of always has a following behind you. You're the kind of person that's out in the limelight, or whether you're alone, whether you tend to be a person that is more to yourself. Jesus was born for you. He's born for you. He's born for me. He's born for each and every one of us. Here is the hope. Here is the reassurance. Here is the reason we can say, I'm not afraid. Here's the reason why when it seems like we say, I scared. All we need to hear is that voice. No, you're not. A Savior has been born for all the people. That means you. And that means me. Folks at Timberline, just like the angel said three different times in this story, do not be afraid. I want to say to you this morning, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out in faith. Don't be afraid to walk the path that Christ has called you to walk. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit is in this. You are favored. And it's for all of you. This gift is for all of you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful, wonderful gift, the Lord Jesus. And thank you that we have the opportunity today to celebrate this gift and to worship Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, folks, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Please blow out your candle right now, all together. Put it up, all the candles out. And I want to remind you that next week, same time, same place, one service, 10 o'clock for our New Year's Day. We hope to see you back again. God bless you. Have a great weekend.